rebound, you know?
Yeah.
Why do they say that?
I don't know.
Because it might not be stable.
Well, yeah.
Because, he might not be stable. No. She might not be stable. She may be on a rebound. So, you know, when stocks are on a rebound, it may or may not be a stable rebound.
No.
If you give it enough time where you can see that it's holding, mm-hmm. then maybe the rebound is stable.
Okay.
So the point being,
yeah.
we are in a volatile period of time. You know, they say, well, stocks are volatile anyway. Well, duh. But sometimes they're more volatile and more unpredictable. And these are the kind of things that, you know, when little things, which they turn into big things, happen
mm-hmm.
to make the stocks drop up and down so much, it's kind of unusual, you know, to bounce around so mm-hmm. much, you know?
All right. We had a call.
Oh, we did.
And this is no fault of Grasshoppers because Lenny was on the hold there, but he went away. But I have found what I was looking for.
Oh, thank
you. So let's
Lord.
Back up in time about 2 minutes. Just pretend.
Well, I guess we just give her minutes back.
Then. Yeah, we'll give her minutes back. But this is our big, wide-open, produced, show-open kind of thing for today. Something special in there for you.
All right, I want to hear it.
And I hope Donna is listening because it's her birthday.
Happy birthday,
Donna. Just wanted to wish her happy birthday. But here we go. So this is just like nothing ever happened.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Yeah, right. Nothing ever happened.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Hear that sound? You know what that means. Every year about this time, the Salvation Army is taking it to the streets, ringing the bell and asking you to come fill up the red kettle. The money you donate goes to help some folks in the river region that might not have a Merry Christmas. And bell ringers are needed. Call Lieutenant Brian Farrington, 334-265-0281. And he'll tell you how you can help the Salvation Army this Christmas season. Call 334-265-0281. Become a volunteer bell ringer today.
Hey,
yeah.
You know that feller over there?
No, but his face rings a bell. Call the Salvation Army, 334-265-0281.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train. Stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. She had been working on impeachment and a fifth of Maker's Mark. Said she had to go to Walmart. And away she went zigzagging across the park. When we found her Christmas morning, down there by the railroad tracks, she had that same bug-eyed look on her face and incriminating Trump marks on her back. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Now all the Dems, they are looking just to see what they can see. Who was it snuffed out Nancy? And Hillary hollered, well, don't look at me. Just who was the guilty party that knocked Nancy off her pegs? Bernie Sanders asked Joe Biden, all Joe said was,
and by the way, you know, I got hairy legs.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Now AOC has lost her role model. Hear her moan a mournful moan. Now it seems that in the future, she'll just have to be a dumbass on her own. And poor old Lizzie Warren, this whole thing just has her miffed. She says they should start an investigation. So somebody go and wake up Adam Schiff. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe.
Everybody now.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Y'all help make America great again. Vote Trump 2020. Merry Christmas.
Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, we're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st, from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Boy, I feel a lot better now.
I do, too.
From our super secret studios in a yet-to-be-disclosed location, somewhere near Wall Street, I think.
Yeah.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. 60 minutes worth of fun programming where we just sit and talk about, oh, I don't know.
Money.
Yeah, we talk about money. We talk a little bit about politics, what's going on in the news.
Oh, yeah.
We just shoot the breeze.
That's right.
There you go. Now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, once again, still humming, Nancy got run over by the Trump train under his breath there. It's David Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you. I already let the cat out of the bag. This is Boomerang Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have young Elvis here.
Yeah.
Say hello, Elvis.
Wait a minute. Let me get, there you go.
Great to be here.
Great to be here.
He's, I thought you were going to say that. Thank you.
He's like Bruce Willis in what was it? What was that one when he was in space? The Fifth Element. They were building it up, you know, and he won this big contest. There's thousands of people there. How do you feel? Nice. But hey. Yeah. He's a man of few words. He can get his point across in just a few words.
That's right. So.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And Grasshopper, for all you folks out there that feel a lot nicer today because of Boomerang Wednesday, stocks rebounded. You know, there's so many things that are affecting this market that it don't know what's up or down. It don't seem to know which way to get around. You know, that's the reason why, who knows for sure, but this long bull market may or may not be getting to the end of the road before it has to take a breather and it doesn't really know what it's doing. Just exactly like
the Congress doesn't know what they're doing. You know, I mean, when you have to pick on children like Barron Trump, isn't that a shame? You know, I mean, I really hate it when they do that.
They're picking on him again.
Well, yeah. I mean, they just pick on everybody. And, you know, it's just a shame is all I can say. It's just a shame. So I want to talk a little bit about how to stay stable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this impeachment hearing is not keeping our country in a stable mode.
No.
They're trying to... destroy stability.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes volatility. And this volatility that's going on right now in the market, I'm using products with insurance companies that use a lot of things that diversify, of course, but they also have a smoothing out of the asset classes.
Mm-hmm.
Volatility features target a volatility level. And usually, you know, and they rebalance daily.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller the target of volatility, the more smoother it is. So, you know, I like to use products that maybe have a 5% volatility smoothness. Now, what that means, if it changes more than 5%, then we get into a protected type situation. Also, I think that it's really dynamic and diversified with these indexes if you use global banking powerhouses that do this. And global banking powerhouses, you know, like, for example, the BNP Paribas Multi-Asset Diversified 5 Index. That don't mean a whole lot to anybody out there, but it does to me because that's one of the indexes that I really like
uh-huh.
right now in this volatile period of time.
There you go.
You know, but the fact is, in these indexed annuities, you cannot lose any money anyway. It's just the gains that may pop up, mm-hmm. we don't want them to fall down.
There you go.
So that's the reason why when you have a volatile market and it's, you know, it rebounds, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, there probably needs to be some smoothing out to try to get the growth, and that's what these indexed annuities can do for you, for us. And so with all this stuff that's going on, you can still make money. You can still grow if you're using the right thing with your dough. That's why I want you to know.
You need to use your dough. It's sort of a pro-dono kind of thing.
There you go. And speaking of dough, we want to give away a doughy pizza that's real good. One of the best pizzas in town.
Uh-huh. That would be from our friends at Folcarelli's Pizza.
That's right.
It's good stuff.
And mm-hmm. so we need to have a contest today. So,
I've got a trivia question right now.
Oh, you do?
You know, Greg kind of gets, and by the way, they're going over to Baumhauer's to have some fun over there.
Yeah,
this evening. They should be there by now.
Uh-huh.
But he gets a little, I don't know, upset with the Fox News folks in the afternoon. And so he puts it over on TV Land. And this question is from an episode of the Andy Griffith Show.
Okay.
It's on right now.
Okay.
And it's the one where they're going to have the band concert.
Okay.
And I need to know, Clara and Aunt B are going to be working on those uniforms, trying to get them in shape for the concert. But Clara cannot work on this uniform because of one thing. What is it? If you think you know, call us right now at 272-9228. Grasshopper will answer the phone, and you will be, am I correct, you will be in the drawing for a pizza
at the end of
at the
show.
End of the program this
with
evening.
With Folcarelli's.
What is it that Clara cannot handle? She just cannot get anything done to this uniform because of something that's wrong with it.
And speaking of Folcarelli's Pizza, you know what makes Folcarelli's Pizza so good?
I think I do know, but you go ahead and say it.
It's those magical ingredients.
They got some good stuff.
They spend a lot more money uh-huh. than the average pizza place on their ingredients. Mm. I kid you not. And that's why I call it the bread of life.
Yes.
Because
indeed.
When you eat it, you're going to feel a lot better.
Yes.
You're going to run your carbs up a little bit, and you know, you're going to, but you really, we're going to feel better because it tastes good.
I've seen them bring folks in there just teetering on the edge, and they'll have a slice of pizza, and they're doing backflips out the door. They're feeling so much better.
Absolutely.
I don't know really about the medicinal purposes or the medicinal appliances of the pizza, but I know people always feel better after they eat it.
And for you folks out there in radio land that don't call in, you can call Folcarelli's Pizza right now and tell them that David Ernest told you that if you call before 7 o'clock, they can get 10% off.
Ooh.
All you got to do is call Folcarelli's Pizza, and they'll deliver it to you. If not, then you can go see them and tell them David Ernest said you could get 10% off.
Now, it is a limited delivery area.
That's right.
You want to check before they do that. And somebody's going to show me the phone number here because I have a memory of a goldfish.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't see it. Okay.
Well, maybe you need to.
Okay.
Put them on there.
Yeah. Okay. 244-9496. That's 244-9496. Thank you, Grasshopper Papa. Grasshopper Papa. Okay, and we've got John on the phone.
All right.
He's not on hold yet, but we're going to get him in just a second. See if John.
He wants to answer the question.
I bet he knows it. He's probably a. But did John run away?
Maybe.
John? You could have been our big winner. Okay, well, we'll give John a chance to call back, but if he does not, you just call right now. As a matter of fact, that scene is coming up on this show in just a minute. They'll be in there working on those uniforms, and Clara, that's Aunt B's friend from next door.
Yeah.
She just cannot work on these uniforms because of what is going on with them right now.
That's right.
272-9228.
You know, talking about volatility again,
yeah.
You know, stocks bouncing around, you know, they bounce around ahead of the job report, too. I mean, you know, the jobs report has a lot to do with the way they look at things. And sometimes they try to guess these things. And, you know, sometimes the guess is good and sometimes it's bad. So that's what, you know, when they're doing these kind of things, you really need, if you're older, you know, when I say older, you're 50 or 60 or older and you've built up all this money, you really need something, in my opinion, that can smooth out some of the volatility in a situation like that. These indexed annuities can do that, and they can preserve your principal. And you know, I'm not against folks using other kind of products, especially if they're younger. You know, there's all kinds of stuff out there. People call me all the time, ask, you know, about how to prevent the taxes from being so bad, and how to you know, increase this and that and the other. One of the things that I haven't talked a lot about lately is reverse compound interest.
Which is a big topic. We've talked about that since day one. We got John back on the phone. What, did he go through a dead place somewhere? He must be on his cell phone.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to get John on the phone now. John, you there, sir?
Hey, I am here.
Hey, John, you run through a dead spot out there with your cell phone?
I have a love-hate relationship with this phone. I don't know.
I understand. Okay, now, are you calling about the trivia question?
I am. I was going to take a guess. It may not be correct.
Well,
I know the when I worked at Fox 34 in Ozark 30 years ago, we ran Andy Griffith.
Uh-huh. And they're
repeatedly.
Showing, the scene is coming up right now. I know you're in the car, but they're just about to talk about it. Go ahead and tell me what your guess is.
My guess is because the moss ate it.
That I think they mentioned that in there, but there was something else. I'm going to help you out a little bit here. Something a little more specific. It was not mold. It was. Work with me.
Wasn't mold.
Usually you hear about mold and. I've lost him.
Hey, John, it starts with an M, too.
Starts
right?
with an M. Yeah, they're doing it right now.
Mildew.
Yes.
Mold and mildew.
Yes, that's it. Yes, John, got it.
All right.
It's mold.
Just remind me of the shower.
Yeah. Mold and mildew. That's
oh, yeah. That's
it.
Bad stuff. Bad
and,
stuff.
And so what we've got, John's going in the hat. His name goes in the hat.
He goes in the hat.
And he could be that big winner for some Folcarelli's pizza.
That's right.
A little bit later
but
on.
But regardless, John, you could call them and get 10% off if you call them before, you know, we go off the air here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if they would deliver to you. I don't know exactly where you are.
244-9464. 244-9464.
All you got to do is say, David Ernest said I could get 10% off since I called before the show is over, 7 p.m.
And
all right.
We appreciate you listening and playing along.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
Old John got his phone to working. Now, I know, I'm serious now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place out on 31 coming in from Prattville. I'm not going to say exactly where it is.
Yeah.
It's around those truck places out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But there's one place in particular. Your phone will die. I don't care who you're talking to. It
right.
will die.
And, I know.
It's just the phones will die.
But I'll tell you something, it won't die.
What's that?
Your retirement pension, your monthly check, your yearly check will not die when you use something called reverse compound interest. That's my definition of it. Actually, uh-huh. what it is, it's a way to have your money and your income, too, without having to give up either one. Essentially, your guaranteed income, uh-huh. as long as you leave your money alone. But if you take more money out of it, of course, the income will drop. But the thing is, you got your cake and eat it, too. You know, on a pension,
mm-hmm.
you when you lock in, you only got income. You have no money.
Right.
In other words, you can't get to the lump sum anymore. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, when we're using reverse compound interest, it's a rider, you can have your cake and eat it, too. And you still got your money, and your money can still grow. But if you're taking out your dough every year, every month, or whatever, it can't ever stop as long as you are breathing. No matter what happens to your principal, even if you take out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the beauty of it. So if you live a long life, you beat the system. You can actually literally take mm-hmm. out more than you ever could have took out if you had, unless you just hit the lottery. You
would
know what I'm saying?
Would this be one of those instances where you could take it with you? Almost?
Almost.
Uh-huh.
And then here's the other thing. You can leave it behind, too, because some of them have these deals where, like, if a spouse is left behind, they can keep taking it, too. You see? And it don't stop as long as one of you is alive. It doesn't matter whether you're using the money up or not. You get your income. Forever, as far as you're concerned.
I'll bet I know one thing.
What's that?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know one thing. But this one thing I do understand.
What's that?
If you call David Ernest at 279-7431, he can make your portfolio mildew resistant. He can. I was just watching Andy up here, and they're still fussing about that mildew. And I think you can help keep the mildew off of it by applying some of that reverse compound interest and all these other financial things that you know all about.
Well, you know, Folcarelli's has got the bread of life because it makes you feel real good. And it's one of the best ingredient pizzas in the Montgomery, if not the best.
It's good.
It's really good. And they spend a lot more money, they tell me, on their ingredients than probably any other pizza place in Montgomery. I mm-hmm. kid you not. Well, why not have a souped-up retirement program that gives you more in return over time than any retirement plan could guarantee you anywhere in Montgomery anyway.
So what you're saying is Folcarelli's Pizza is mm-hmm. so much better because they take the time and they put more into it. They use the highest quality stuff they can get to go on it.
That's right.
And that's why it's so much better. So the same thing can be said about your portfolio. If you apply it to some of these good things that you use,
mm-hmm.
it's going to turn out better for you.
Yeah. What you don't want is your income to go away. You know, Social Security, that don't go away as long as you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get to your lump sum either.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say. They say, well, you're dead, it's gone. You know, and maybe your wife or your husband can draw off of it a little bit. But
you know, there are some who think that Social Security, I've run into several younger people who are saying that the older folks who are getting Social Security and our disability are just sucking the government dry. Well, you know, I think I speak for myself and many others. We paid for that. We paid money into that. We bought that. That is our money. We're not getting money from the government.
Right.
That's our money coming back.
Right.
So there's a difference between entitlement and basically an insurance policy.
Okay. We got one more trivial question coming up. This will be about financial stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about annuities. What do you have to do to an annuity to make the principal go away and give you a huge, more, in other words, probably double what the reverse compound interest would.
Uh-huh.
Remember the reverse compound interest. When you do the reverse compound interest deal, you don't lose your principal. It's still there.
Right.
But what is it when they turn the principal in, turn it into a pension again, you know, with high payments guaranteed for life, what do they call that?
What?
And it starts with an A, and remember, it's an annuity, so what are you doing to it? And for you old insurance guys out there, y'all might know the answer, but it is an A word, and it's called annuita something.
I was thinking dinner, drinks, dancing. I don't know. If you think you know, give us a call, 272-9228, and you could get your name in the drawing for that Folcarelli's Pizza here before we leave tonight to go out into the darkness. And, you know, it is getting dark.
I know it.
When we first started doing this, it was, you know, get home when it was light, but not now. It's dark.
I know it. I know it.
And just while he's getting that phone call, so you don't get too heavy off into anything else, you know, Christmas is like, was it like 2 weeks away? 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's isn't getting
that
close.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
It's, man.
It really is. I mean, old Saint Nick be coming down the chimney, you know?
We need to, we've got this big Christmas due coming up on the 21st.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking more about that later. Didn't you tell me before we started this evening that the Rhythm Aces are going to be there?
They are. We have the confirmation tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Rhythm Aces will be there on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have a lot of things going on for children, a lot of things going on for kids.
I just had a brilliant idea.
Oh, really?
I don't know, maybe I should ask her about it before. But I wonder if our friends, Rick and Frida, I wonder. I know they're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if Frida has an elf outfit. You know, she was an outstanding witch on Halloween.
I know.
I better ask her before I call her out.
She might
smack me upside the head. I think there was a lot more to that witch thing than she was letting on.
Oh, well, so, you know, supposedly there were supposed to be three witches.
I want to wake up one morning going, I don't know. Honey, we got any flies? I just knew none of that.
No. But it's going to be exciting that we'll be able to do another television show.
Yeah.
And all you folks, come on out. We'll put you on TV, and, you know, you'll get to visit with a young Elvis.
Yes,
you'll get
and,
to see,
you know,
the old fat Elvis.
There's been some talk over the years that you never saw me and Santa Claus in the same place. I understand this year that
the real Santa Claus is going to come.
Well, a realer Santa than the one we used to have. But I'll be there shaking hands, kissing babies.
I understand,
and
if you pull on his beard, it's real.
Well, you just don't
the pull one it, that's coming.
Just don't pull his finger, whatever you do.
Okay.
Now we got a call. Let me see who's that. John, is this the same John? Not the same John.
It okay,
is
there's more than one.
Other
John.
Yes, all right, let's go to the phone. Other John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Montgomery.
All right, sir. I guess you're calling about the trivia question?
Not really.
Well,
I've been listening to you for days on this program, and I was just trying to tell you my situation.
Well, please go right ahead. David Ernest is right here.
Go ahead, John. What's going on?
Okay. Actually, I've lived in Montgomery. I had my own business for 30 years. And, hold on just 1 minute, please.
Sure.
Okay. I lived in Montgomery for 30 years, and, well, in Snowden, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own business, and I made big money, but I didn't prepare for it.
Mm. Okay.
And so now I know I used to have a good bit built up in a money market account. And I know they paid 6% back then, but I don't think those days are ever going to be back.
Who knows about when they're coming back, if they do come back. Are you trying to ask me where you can put some safe money?
Yeah, I'm still working, and I put in for my
401k?
Social Security. My Social Security. I'm drawing that now.
Okay.
Because my business fell off so much, and I'm of that age.
Do you have any retirement money saved?
No, I don't. That's the problem.
I see.
I've got land, and I've got a house. I have $78,000 left to pay on, and 10 acres of land.
And 10 acres of land. You got children?
No, nobody involved in this but me.
Okay.
Did I hear you say you had a money market account?
At one time, yeah. Okay. Through AG Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I tell you, John, call my number. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Leave me your number and your name, and I'll call you back, and I'll talk, you know, off the radio in more detail, because it sounds to me like we're going to need to talk to you in some details to get
what. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hold on just 1 minute. If you, I'll tell you what, I'll hang up, and I got a pen and paper here. If you'll just give me that number again.
I'd be glad to.
And I'll listen for it.
Okay. All right.
I'll call you back.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. That was John on the phone there, and we'll give him just a second. He's getting his pen and paper. We've got Cole on the line, but before we go to Cole, we'll give out that number so John can get it written down.
Right. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Let me say it one more time in case John wasn't ready. 279-7431. And if you forget that, just remember he's always Ernest, and you can find me at retirewithernest.com. That's spelled E-A-R-N-E-S-T, retirewithernest.com.
279-7431. Okay, right. We've got Cole on the line. Cole, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm watching Andy Griffith over his shoulder here, and it's the one where the darlings eat over there, and they're hollering bread, taters. That's funny.
Oh, I remember that.
You know, that's a good one. That's a good one.
They can pick the guitar, too.
What can we do for you?
Bread? You had a trivia question. I didn't quite understand the question, but you said something about principal, and it was an A word.
Yes, if you turn an annuity into a stream of payment, what do they call that word? In other words, you turn it on, and you know.
I might be wrong, but I was going to say amortization.
You're close. I think that's wrong. I'm going to give you credit for it because it's a really good approach. The word is actually annuitization. So amortization sounds pretty close.
Annuitization.
Annuitization is what it's called. And,
that's actually what I said. It must just be a bad connection or something.
Oh, yeah, you did? Okay. Yeah, of course. Okay. We got it.
All right. Cole, you're in the drawing for the pizza from Folcarelli's a little bit later. We'll do that this evening. And I'm going to stick you back on hold for second here. Just a second for me. All right. We ain't got phones wide open this evening.
I know it.
Hey, who was that called a minute ago? John?
John,
yeah, you know, that's interesting. I would be interested to see John. I know you got something that you can show.
I've got something in my mind that might help him.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I got something in my mind that might help him. Since he has no family. Yeah. Well, you know, I got to sit down and talk to him.
Mm-hmm. 272-9228 is our number here. But remember, if you want to talk to David off the air, call him at 279-7431. That is his business number, 279-7431. And you'll leave a message, but he will call you back. He's really good about that, calling folks back.
Yeah, I'll call you back. You know, one of the things that we're going to be talking about next week on Monday, we've got a long-term care specialist coming in here. And we're going to talk about long-term care in all kinds of details. And it's going to be a somewhat of a serious show. So, folks, get ready. Write down your questions and get ready for Monday to talk about long-term care and what questions you might have. Then on Tuesday, we're going to talk about Medicare 101. We're bringing a Medicare specialist in here, and we're going to talk about Medicare 101. Everything from A to Z that you would want to know, you'll be able to call in, and we will tell you what you need to know.
And then Wednesday, you hadn't heard about this yet. Wednesday is bingo night. B4. You ever called bingo? Oh, my goodness. I was out at the Knights of Columbus because Donna, my lovely wife, whose birthday is today.
Yeah.
Donna and her mother, rest her soul, they love to go play bingo. I would rather be mauled by a mutant wolverine than have to go sit with it, because it just wasn't exciting enough for me. And so the guy up there calling the bingo, and he's doing the B14. He's doing all these numbers and got the little juggly thing with the balls in it where they jump up and you call the thing out. Yeah. And so Donna got to looking, and he had a pistol on his side. You can see the butt sticking out of his not his butt, but the butt of the gun sticking out of the his belt. It was one of those inside the belt pistols.
Right.
And Donna says, "Why is he?" Got a pistol. I said, because about the sixth to eighth game, he's probably going to shoot himself.
There you go.
I did find out later he was an off-duty police officer, and they did all that for charity. But this is, oh, goodness, that was many years
ago. I got one more trivia question.
Another trivia question, and this will get your name in for the Folcarelli's Pizza.
We're all right, this is going to be an easy question for you.
Yes.
We're still talking about annuities.
Uh-huh.
Why is an annuity called a fixed annuity or a fixed and indexed annuity? Why do they use the word fixed? What exactly is fixed and cannot lose?
I had a dog we called annuity. He'd been fixed.
Yeah. Well, he already lost because he was. Yeah.
And they wake up and they got this look. They look at you like, hey, man. Really?
Yeah. Well, that's the opposite fixed.
So this would be.
Is exactly that's been fixed?
Yes.
And it's not a dog, I'll tell you that.
No.
Or a cat. An annuity. What is fixed?
Believe me, you can't fix a cat. There's just no fixing them. 272-9228. We've had cats for 100 years. I love dogs. I'm just too lazy to have a dog.
I'm going to give a hint. It's something that you want fixed so you can't lose it.
Oh, your dentures. Yeah, because you don't want those to come flying out. You know?
You don't want your money to come flying out either.
That's right. So 272-9228. And, boy, you know, I'm really kind of getting excited about Christmas. You know, remember when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that long ago that you and I were kids. You're just a little bit
older. It don't seem like that long.
But the thing was, Christmas would never get here. I mean, it was like, you know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And it just never would get here. And now it comes in so fast you can hear it.
I'm going to give another hint.
Yeah?
It starts with a P.
P.
Yes.
Okay, something you want fixed.
That starts with a P.
Starts with a P.
So you won't lose.
You won't lose.
Yes. What is that? What's that P word?
I don't even want to try to make anything funny of it because I could embarrass
myself. It's inside an A word. In other words, inside an annuity.
Uh-huh.
And it is a P word.
P word.
And you can't lose it.
Pepsi. No. That,
what is it?
Pepsi. Remember
Pepsi.
Don't say the P word. Pepsi. 272-9228. We've got our young man over here, Grasshopper. You know, I want to tell everybody, Grasshopper's real name. Can I tell everybody your real name?
Yeah, you know.
His real name is Luke.
Luke.
And years ago, somebody gave me a Bible. On CD.
Oh, yeah.
It was the King James Version on CD, read by James Earl Jones. I like to never got through Luke. Luke. And I'm like, oh.
He's got the voice for it.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the voice for
it. You know, you're talking about money, though.
Uh-huh.
He made a very bad business decision in the first Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, basically, that was an independent movie.
Uh-huh.
And George Lucas got it financed, and he made the movie. Well, he offered them this deal. You get, like, $10,000 up front or 2% off the back end. James Earl Jones took the $10,000.
Yeah.
The
bird in the hand instead of two in the bush.
Yeah. Alec Guinness, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi, took the 2% off the back end.
Oh, well, yeah.
Up to this date, he and his heirs have collected over $200 million.
I think there's a big difference between those two numbers.
Yes, yes.
And that is the sort of like the magic of compound interest, where it keeps on paying, and sort of like the magic of reverse compound interest that keeps on paying you a check as long as you are alive.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I think
or your wife, or your husband.
Yeah. And just pass it on. That's your legacy? Is that what we call that?
It could be called a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are other ways to leave legacies.
Or legacies. I think that's French. I think that's French.
Yes.
Home is his own legacies. I remembered all the French I learned in high school. Le crayon is le table.
Oh, yeah.
The pen is on the table. And that comes up in conversation. So
it does.
Yeah, you know. Saw a guy the other day. How you doing? I said, le crayon is on le table. Okay, we had some. Okay, we don't have anybody on the phone right now. But the trivia question is, just run it through one more time if you'd like.
Okay. What starts with a P that's inside of an annuity that's fixed when it's a fixed annuity, a fixed indexed annuity.
And it won't go away.
It means it can't go away. What is that P word? It's very important when you want to be secure.
You want to be secure. Okay,
yeah,
now,
absolutely.
I'm looking at the screen here, and it says, is that Stephen? And Stephen is still giving out information.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Stephen knows this and gets some of that good Folcarelli's pizza.
Well, we're going to have a contest, you know, in other words.
Oh, yeah, and that time's drawing up pretty quick.
I know it.
I wanted to try to play the Nancy song again if we could. If not, we'll save it for tomorrow night. Now, we got Stephen on. Is it Stephen? Okay, we'll just we'll go out there and see what happens. Stephen, is it Stephen?
Yes.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good.
And do you mind if I ask, how old are you?
11.
11.
I listen to the 93.1 every night to go to sleep.
All right. Well, you know, they tell us that we put folks to sleep.
A young investor, I'm excited.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Stephen, why are you calling? Are you calling about the trivia question?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. All so right. you're a young financial wizard. Where do you go to school, if you don't mind saying?
Hopeful.
Yeah, I know where Hopeful is. I live up near there.
Wonderful.
I really do. Okay, now, the question is,
what starts with a P that's inside an annuity that is fixed and safe?
What is your answer, sir?
Payment.
No, but you're close. Because it does produce a payment. And I'm going to just let the cat out of the bag.
Uh-oh. He's going to help you out here.
Yeah, it's principal.
Okay.
It's principal.
Principal.
You're the principal. And all the interest is added back every year, can never be lost, and can never go away, no matter what happens to the stock market or a rainy day. Thank you, Steve.
How about that? We'll put your name in. And, hey, would you like to see a real live radio show done live?
Yes.
We would, too. Do you know anybody we can go watch? No. Sometime here, sometime here in the future. If you'll call us up, we'll set up a time, and maybe somebody can bring you up, and we'll give you the grand tour and let you see how we do this, and you'll be on the radio. What do you think?
That sounds amazing.
I thought it would.
I'll tell you what, Stephen. If you come out to our shindig
on the 21st.
On the 21st.
Yeah.
We'll have Santa Claus and Elvis and young Elvis.
And Stephen.
And Stephen, we will have a lot of things for kids going on there for kids, and we'll have all kinds of special things. So hopefully we can meet you there, and we'll put you on television if you want to be, or whatever.
You don't have any warrants, do you?
No.
Okay, good. We'll see.
But then they won't know where to find
it. We'll do that thing where they blur your face out and just have your name up there, and we'll do your... And then, yeah. But if you want to come down and visit us one night, just touch by the Swizzle Thumb sometime and we'll fix it up.
Yeah, bring your mom and dad. Don't come by yourself.
Yeah, don't come in a taxi or a Uber or nothing like that.
No, we don't want to be responsible for that.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right, be listening. You might be the big winner.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Stephen over there in
Hopeville. Man, that's wonderful. Yeah. We got young investors listening.
Well, he's listening so he can go to sleep.
Well, is it?
He's probably out now. Yeah. His mom and dad, he's like, he's out, man. He's gone.
Yeah. Again, please. Do we have another caller?
We do have another caller. Okay. Grasshopper's fixing that up for us. 272-9228 if you'd like to talk to David Ernest. And we were talking about the Christmas doings. Is it a week from this Saturday or 2 weeks?
I'd have to count it up.
I think it's 2 weeks from this Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on the 21st from 3 until 6 out there at Bell Road. What is it, 25?
2754.
That's exactly right.
Bell Road.
At Affordable Events.
Right.
Our friend Vicky out there. And our friend over at the Karate Center. What's his name? Do you remember? We'll have to look that up. We got a deal working.
Brandon.
We got a deal working with that, too. It's going to be pretty cool.
Right.
And
it's a 38 special is what it is. But I'm not going to let you
know.
Now,
is this Slack Dog? I think I owe him money. Ain't no telling. Slack Dog, is that you?
I hope you owe me money.
Yeah, probably. If I see a guy, with that ear pushed over, and I don't know, Slack Dog. What can we do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to call in and talk to you.
Sure.
I've been listening to Greg Udell since Susan Woody joined. I don't know how many.
That's been a little while, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hear him in the morning, hear him in the afternoon, and I'll just see y'all show at night.
Mm.
And it's a hoot. Y'all have a good time there.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it gets where it ain't any fun, I ain't going to do it. Life's too short.
That's exactly right. We have a lot of fun. And hopefully we're helping a lot of people.
Yeah. And we want to invite you, special invitation, to come out on the 21st to our Christmas doings, as I've been calling it, out there at Bell Road. It's all free. We're going to have a band. We're going to have all kind of neat stuff. And no telling what might happen.
Yeah.
So you come out and we'll put a name with a face.
Yeah.
And all that
stuff. I'll do that, and I just want to tell everybody that, I didn't have a great big amount of money that we were going to have to try to move around, but being older, and I had a lot of questions, and doggone it, if you just didn't have the answer.
Sooner
than I did.
Called me and asked me a lot of questions, and I pointed him in some direction that's... I think it's going to be the answers to help you out there, Slack Dog. But
I believe I'm on the right path. And had I been listening to you at 7 years old, I would have probably had a better foundation than I have. But anyway, cut it short. I do appreciate you calling me right back because you were real quick on getting back with me. And I enjoy your show. And thank you very much. I am going to call you back on your landline and make an appointment because I have other things that I want to get out of you.
That'd be good.
Right, sir. We do appreciate it, and we'll see you on the 21st.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
All right, man. We have had Stephen and Slack Dog at one time here.
I'm telling you.
And Janice is on the phone. Let's get Janice going here. Janice, are you there?
Yes, I'm in California. Calling.
Hey, Janice, thank you for the candy.
Yeah. I never got any.
I'm still eating on it. It's wonderful. I would have called you, but I didn't have you. All I had was your 334 phone number. So can you call my number at 279-7431, area code 334, and leave me your phone number so I can have your number?
Do you have a caller ID?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling from my California number. I just got back back. I was in town.
Oh.
I think it was last week, maybe, that I dropped off.
Told you. Thank you.
I told you. I bet she was here.
Well, we were wondering whether you came by or how you sent it, but thank you. It's gone to a good place. About half of it's already gone to a good place, Janet. It's real
well,
good.
I sent two because I didn't know which one. You know, I mean, I didn't care either, you know, which one you wanted. But one, I think you can get one that's seasoned and based on Birmingham.
Really?
I didn't know that. We have a seasoned company here.
Well, I can tell you it was wonderful, but when I first saw it, I didn't see that California thing. But when I saw where it was close to that place in California that you live, then I knew immediately that it was you. And I know where you said you weren't far from that place. So and
we
I'm not
have
mentioning
several of them, but they're good. I mean, you know, you can't eat them if you're on the hemoglobin A1C that's out the roof.
Mine is borderline, but, you know, I guess I could push it over a little further if I,
you know. Just discipline yourself.
Yeah.
My A1C is so high. Last time the space shuttle went up, they waved at it. I mean, that's how high it is. But like I say, life's too short.
For real. But next time you come to town, look me up. But I would like to...
My car was in the shop that I have in Alabama, and it's still in there. I asked him if he's going to be through with it by September when I come back. So, you know,
okay.
If I can, I'm going to try to come back in September in the fall where it's not so hot.
Well, you've got my phone number, 2797431. If you call it, just say, this is Janet's. Janet.
Okay.
And,
I will.
And I'll see the caller ID on there, or you can give me the number. And I'll just put it in my phone so that I'll have it, and that way I can...
279-7431?
Yeah, 279-7431, area code 334. Now, don't use that California area code. It probably won't work.
No telling who you'll call.
Okay. 279-7431. Thank you, Janice. Nice to hear from you. Thank you for the candy.
All right, you're welcome.
Call us anytime. All right, Janice in California. Yeah. That reminds me of another one of my stories. I'm getting as many lame stories, you know, the kind of stories as Greg has. When I worked out in Spokane, Washington, where they had a See's candy, by the way, and you could go in and watch them make the candy. That was cool.
Good stuff.
But I was working at this station, and we had this guy call us every morning. And the longer I was there, I kept, you know, running into him at events. Spokane has a very, very good transit system. So everybody catches the bus. Nobody drives. They all just catch the bus and go somewhere. And this kid's name was, I can't even think of his name, but I remember he would call in and request a song for his girlfriend, Janice.
We need to have a winner here before.
Oh, okay. We're good on time. Let me finish this. Anyway, the longer I stayed there and the more I saw him, I found out Janice was imaginary.
Oh, really?
He had an imaginary girlfriend.
He had one.
And he would call and request a song, and I'd say, and that goes out for Janice, right?
Is this the winner?
Oh, we picked a winner? No, not the winner. We're busily looking for a winner here for the Focarelli's Pizza. Why am I talking like there's a golf game going on? Because, well, there is one going on. We have a small putt-putt course in here, and they're putt-putting now. David Ernest, Grasshopper Papa, and Grasshopper himself. Oh, are we ready?
Yes, okay, we have a winner.
Let me hear the name. Oh, the winner.
John.
John?
John.
Old John. Now, which John was it? We had two.
Well, this is...
This is the one that is the winner.
This is the John that's the winner. We don't see a last name here. But I can say that this John lives in Prattville.
Okay, that's what we needed to know. John, you're the big winner for that Focarelli's pizza with those fine ingredients.
That's right. So, John, call Focarelli's Pizza and tell Rachel that at 244-9496, 244-9496, and tell them that you're calling for the best pizza in Montgomery and the surrounding area. You might want to tell them that there's some really good ingredients in there and get your free pizza, John. Thank you, John.
And if you'd like to come by and drop off a couple of slices here at the radio station, that'd be fine, too.
Yeah, we'd be glad to help you out.
I'm just tickled that we talked to Stephen. I like talking to young folks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. Yes. But, Stephen, if you will come to our event on the 21st, we will probably have you some Folcarelli's pizza.
Oh.
And you can eat all you want.
You don't mean it.
I do mean it.
Oh.
Yes.
That's going to be good.
There's going to be free Folcarelli's pizza at our event.
Okay. Well, now, we've got plenty of time. I wanted to play the song again. And, yeah, we got plenty of time. We can talk some after that.
Okay. Go right ahead. Play it again.
This is something we put together over here in the workshop. I'm going to leave our mics open so people can hear us laugh. So, Nancy got run over by the Trump train. Here.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train. Stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. She had been working on impeachment and a fifth of Maker's Mark. Said she had to go to Walmart, and away she went zigzagging across the park. When we found her Christmas morning down there by the railroad tracks, she had that same bug-eyed look on her face and incriminating Trump marks on her back. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Now all the Dems, they are looking just to see what they can see. Who was it snuffed out Nancy? And Hillary hollered, well, don't look at me. Just who was the guilty party that knocked Nancy off her pegs? Bernie Sanders asked Joe Biden. All Joe said was,
and by the way, you know, I got hairy legs.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Now AOC has lost her role model. Hear her moan a mournful moan. Now it seems that in the future, she'll just have to be a dumbass on her own. And poor old Lizzie Warren, this whole thing just has her miffed. She says they should start an investigation. So somebody go and wake up Adam Schiff. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe.
All right, everybody.
Everybody now.
Yeah.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe.
Y'all help make America great again. Vote Trump 2020.
Merry Christmas.
We have got, like, I'm serious, 20 seconds.